How often do you look out the windows when riding the U-Bahn? I did all the time when I first moved to Berlin. I remember when I first saw it. Bright turquoise green letters painted on a yellow-orange wall. Ich bin Poe. But who is Poe? I realized that she isn't easy to find. After some searching, I found and spoke with Robert Smith, a friend of Poe's who works at a gallery and is also a graffiti writer.
We want our work to be publicly visible. We want it to be out there and seen and noticed by people, but we want to also maintain our freedom of movement and our sense of anonymity.
I immediately became interested in Poe and her work. Why did she introduce herself to the city with Ich bin Poe, yet almost nothing is on the public record? Why did she plaster yellow bottoms throughout Berlin? Why all the secrecy?
This is all very serious. It's very science fiction. It's very mechanical and technical. And for something like Poe to come along, which is a lot more sort of immediate and friendly and more experimental and playful, it immediately stands out, I think. When she got to Germany, she discovers that Poe is a reference to the bottom. It's not quite a slang term, but it's playful, like the English words butt or bum. And she thinks this is absolutely delightful and sets about creating about 150 bottoms, varying degrees of size and hairiness.
It took me a few weeks to get into contact with Robert. It took him 6 months and a little bit of luck before he met Poe.
The way that I met Poe is because she finally came to my gallery and tagged the sign of it, and I saw her doing it, and she started running away, and so I managed to flag her down and tell her I didn't mind the fact that she just tagged my sign because I was so delighted to be able to meet her. And so that's how I managed to find Poe.
I was still sending emails and receiving no response from Poe.
We did an exhibition with Poe at a gallery space that I was running last year, and we had maybe over 100 people there. And people were, one of the first things that I said to the other people that were helping with the exhibition is, this is Poe, forget what Poe looks like. If anybody in the exhibition asks you who Poe is, you say she isn't here.
I found out that Poe is not in Berlin, and she hasn't been for about a year, but I'm still hoping for a response from her.
And so by graffiti maintaining itself as purely the image that is on the walls and less about, you know, who's doing it in the very specific case of, you know, what the person's identity is, I think that's really important.
The colors of Ich bin Poe have dulled, and many yellow bottoms are gone. Will Poe return to Berlin? Maybe. Someday. For NPR Berlin, I'm Megan Medellin.